Halacha Aleph. Misha Kiddush Achas Mishtei Achayis. Someone made Kiddushim with one of two sisters. Vein Yodua Eizoy Mehem Kiddush. And we do not know with which one he made the Kiddushin. Vameis. And he died. Veloy A case like this has been learned in Hilchas Ishus in the Perek Tes Halach Gimel, that for instance, if there were two girls who were not yet bas mitzvah, and he gave kiddushin to their father, saying one of your daughters is mekudeshes to me, and he didn't specify which, and the father accepted the money of the kiddushin, so we don't know which of these two sisters is married to him. Vameis, and he died. Veloy achechad, and he left over one brother. Choyletz l'shteihem, he can't marry either one of them because she might be the sister of his zikuka. So choyletz l'shteihem, and since one of them has a zikah, so he has to give chalitza to both kedei latiram lachedim, to permit them to marry others. If he had two brothers, then first one of them gives chalitza, and then in any case the second remaining brother can make yibum to the second sister. If this one to whom he gives kiddushin is the one to whom his brother gave kiddushin, so he made yibum with her. And if she's not the wife to whom the dead brother had given kiddushim, so he married some strange woman. And her sister, who had been married to his brother, does not prohibit him from marrying her, kvar nechlatza, because she already received her chalitza. So he has to. So first, one of them has to give the chalitza, and then he's permitted to marry the other one. But you cannot first make the yibum, because you don't know which one was married to the brother. And if the other sister was the one who was married to the brother, it turns out that he's marrying a relative of his zekuka, which we learned was prohibited. The rabbanon. If the two brothers went ahead and did marry the two sisters-in-law, then they are not required to divorce, because each one is only a suffik and each one is only the rabbanon. Halacha bei shnayim shekidshu shtei achayis. Halacha bei shnayim shekidshu shtei achayis. Two strangers gave kiddushin to two sisters. Zeini yedeiza kiddush, zeini yedeiza kiddush. Neither one knows which sister he made the kiddushin to. Umesu shneihem, and now both of these husbands died. Lozeh och velozeh och, and each one had a brother. Zeh choylitz l'shteihem. Neither one of these surviving brothers can marry either of the sisters, because he doesn't know whether this is his Yevama or whether this is Achois Zekukosai. Therefore, each one must give Chalitza. Chalitza from one cannot release her, because maybe she's not his Yevama. So each one must give chalitza to both. But if one of the dead brothers had one brother surviving, had one brother surviving, and one of them had two brothers, then first the single surviving brother has to give chalitza to both, as we just learned. And the two brothers who remain to the other dead husband, echot choylitz lishoina, if one first gives chalitza, v'asheni miyabim, it becomes now, it reduces itself to the case that we learned in the previous halacha. One gives first chalitza, and the second one gives kiddushin. It gives yibum. V'im kadmu v'konsu, the same case as we learned in halacha aleph, and if they went ahead and married these two sisters anyway, ein meitziyim yadam, then they're not required to divorce them. V'afilu hayu kehanim, even if they were kehanim, shechalitza shecholat hayichidi misafik, a kohen is not permitted to marry a chalutza, as we learned, but the chalitza that was given here was only a doubtful chalitza, because she may not have been his yevama altogether, and therefore it's a derabbanan that a kohen may not marry a chalitza, and a chalitza is only a safik here. Chala misafik chalas v'chalutza asur l'kohen midivrei soifrim. The chalutza is prohibited to a kohen only derabbanan, or besafik chalutza loy gazu, and in a doubtful case, they did not prohibit it. Halacha gimel, in the same case as halacha beis, hayu lazeshne yachim v'lazeshne yachim, each one of the dead husbands had two brothers. Achiv shalzeh choylit la'achas, then the brother of this one gives chalitza to one of the sisters, v'achav shalzeh choylit la'achas, and one of the brothers of this husband gives chalitza to lo'acheres, to the other woman, v'achakach ha'och ha'sheni shalzeh me'yabim chalutzasi shalzeh, the second brother of the one marries, can make yibum with the one that the other, other brother gave chalitza to, v'och ha'sheni shalzeh, and the second brother from this side, me'yabim chalutzasi shalzeh, can make yibum with the chalitza of his brother. Kodmu sh'neihem v'chaltzu l'shteihem, if the two of them went ahead, that is, the two brothers of one of the dead husbands went ahead and gave chalitza to both of them, lo yabmu shneihu achim o acherim, then the two brothers of the other husband cannot make yibum. Elo echot choyleitz, but chilo v'ochav miyabim l'shnei. This reduces to the case that we had in halacha beis, and one of them, to a case similar to halacha beis, one of them has to give chalitza first, and then the second one can give yibum. V'im kadmu v'konsu, but if they went ahead and did make yibum, ein meitziyim miyadam, they're not required to divorce, because it's only a safek here of achos chalutzasei. Halacha dalid, ha'isha shehayu la banim, a woman who had sons, v'hayu la kalasa banim, and her daughter-in-law, the wife of one of her sons, also had sons. V'nis abra ha'isha, and this woman was pregnant. V'nis abra kalasa, and her daughter-in-law was also present, pregnant. V'yoldu shteihem b'machaboa achas, and both of them were hidden somewhere. They were hiding from the enemy. And both of them were hidden in a cave, and because of the confusion, both of them gave birth, and because of the confusion, nisarvu shnei hayilodim, the two children, the two babies became mixed up, and they didn't know which one was the daughter, what was the son of the mother, and which one was the son of the daughter-in-law, vihigdilu hataruvis, and these two mixed up babies grew up, v'nasu nashim, and they both married wives, v'mesu, and they died. And we don't know now which one is the uncle, which one is the nephew, and which one which widow is the widow of the uncle, which widow is the widow of the nephew. Ketzad ha'initores, how do they become permitted to get married and to make yibum wherever possible? B'nei ha'kala, the remaining sons of the daughter-in-law, choyltzim l'shneihem t'chila, they make chalitza to both of the wives. V'loy miyabmin, they can't make yibum. Why not? Shekolachas mehem, because each one of the widows is sofik shehiyeshes achiv. There's a doubt whether she's his brother's wife. V'tia muteres loy, and therefore she's permitted him to make yibum. Or sofik shehiyeshes achiyoviv, but she might be the wife of his father's brother. V'hierva lov, and she's an erva to him, he cannot marry her or make yibum. Aval b'nei hazkeina, but the surviving sons of the older woman of the mother-in-law, oy choltzim, oy miyabmim, they are free to make chalitza or yibum as they wish. She'im hizu eisha sochim, because the woman with whom she's making yibum, if she is his brother's wife, hara yibma, so he's making a proper yibum. V'im hi yeshes ben ochiv, and if she's the wife of his brother's son, muteres lisa nasiloi, so there's no prohibition on the wife of one's brother's son. So he may marry her, shekvar nechlitza, because she already received chalitza she already received chalitza from the sons of the daughter-in-law. So she already received chalitza from her yavam, and she's permitted to this man who's effectively a stranger to her. Halacha, hey, the opposite case, mesu habonim hayiduim, if the sons that are known, the sons who are not in doubt, died, shel zakeina v'shel kalosa, both the sons of the old woman, of the mother-in-law, and the sons of the daughter-in-law, v'harei b'nei ataruvis kayomim, and the two mixed-up children survived. B'nei ataruvis l'neshei b'nei hazkeina. Now the these two confused men, l'neshei b'nei hazakeina, what they do with the wives of the sons of the old woman, cholzim v'loy miyabmin, they have to give chalitza, they cannot give yibum, sheisofik eishes achiyoviv, because to each one of these men, these wives are a doubt, they might possibly be the wife of his father's brother, shehi ervalav, which would be an erva to him, sofik eishes achiv sheimuteres alav, or they might possibly be his brother's wife, and therefore is permitted to him liyabma, to make yibum. So they cannot marry them because they might be an erva, and they cannot release him without chalitza because it might be his brother's wife. V'l'neshei b'nei hakalo, afterwards, to the wives of the sons of the daughter-in-law, echot choyleitz betchila, one of these two mixed-up men gives chalitza to these women, v'echot miyabim, and then the other one can make yibum al kolponim, because either way you look at it, he's permitted. Im ben hakalo hu shechilitz tchila, because if the one who first gave the chalitza to them was the son of the daughter-in-law, had a cholatz eishes achiv, so then he gave chalitza properly to the wife of his brother, v'asheni min atarovis. And the second one, now the remaining one of the two mixed up men, who ben hazakeina, so he's the son of the older woman, and the wives are the wives of his brother's son. Umutaloi lisa eishes ben achiv, and he's permitted to marry the wife of his brother, son achasha nechlitza miyivama, after she got chalitza from the other mixed up man, who was her yavam. V'imzeh shecholatz tchila hu ben azkeina, and if the one who gave chalitza first was the son of the old woman, harei cholatz leishes ben ochim, so he's given chalitza, in fact, to the wife of his brother's son, v'lo yosa klum, and so he hasn't really done anything. V'hasheni min ataruvis, and now the remaining man of the mixed-up pair of men, hu ben hakala, he's the son of the daughter-in-law, v'harei yibim eishes achiv, and now he's making yibum with his brother's wife. Halacha vav, mi shaloi shoaso acha misas baila shloisha chadoshim, a woman who was divorced by her husband and did not wait 3 months before remarrying, v'niseis, and she got married, v'yolda, and she gave birth, and as we learned in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Yudalef, Halacha Yudches, she was required to wait 3 months, and she didn't wait, v'en yadua im ben tishal arishin im ben shiva l'achrin, now the child that was born to her, we don't know if he's a 9-month pregnancy from the first husband or a 7-month pregnancy from the second husband. That means we don't know who the father was. V'hayu la bani min harishayin u'min hasheni. And she had other children besides from her first husband and from her second husband, sons. She had from the first, both the first and the second husband. Imeze ha-bein ha-safik. And now this doubtful son died. B'nei ha-rishayin u-b'nei ha-sheini choyltsim. The surviving sons are from the first husband and from the second husband have to give chalitza li-ishtoi, to his wife, v'loi me-yabmin, and they cannot make yibum. She-kol echot mehem she-yovi li-yabim, any one of them who comes to make yibum, shema einei ochiv me-yaviv, maybe it's not his brother on the father's side, v'harehu ochiv me-yimai bevadai, but he's certainly his brother on the mother's side, but maybe not on his father's side. V'eishes ochiv me-yimai asur olav li-oila mishumerva. And the brother, the wife of his brother from the mother's side, always remains forbidden to him as an erva, and no yibum can be made, as we learned previously here in Halacha, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. V'chein zeh ha-bein ha-safek, choylitz l'nishoy seihem, v'lo miyabim. And if they died, so this brother who was in doubt, the son who was in doubt, has to give chalitza to the wives of the brothers from either side, v'lo miyabim, and similarly he cannot make yibum. Halochas, because they're definitely brothers on the mother's side, and they may not be brothers on the father's side to permit yibum. Halochas zayin, hoya bein l'rishoyin, ubein l'sheini shaloi meishazu. If the first husband had a son from a different wife, and the second husband had a son from a different wife, meishazu shani says b'seir zman, and these sons were from different wives, not from this wife who got married prematurely before the time that she was permitted. Umeisechot mehem. One of these sons died. Harei abein asofik choylitz laishes zehameis oy meyabim. So this doubtful son can make chalitza or yibum to the wife of the brother who died. Sheim achiv meyaviv hu, because if it's his brother from the same father, they're definitely not the same mother. Is im achiv meyaviv hu, if it's his brother from his father, hare yibim es ishtoi. So he's made a proper yibum with his wife. V'im einay achiv meyaviv, and if it's not his brother from the father's side, so it's certainly not the brother from the mother's side, hare yein b'neim ach v'klav, they're not brothers at all. And he can marry the widow of this dead man because he's not married. He's not a brother to him at all. Halacha ches, meis habein asafik. In this similar case of halacha zayin, if it was the doubtful son who died, echot mishnei habonim havadoyim choylitz liyishtei tchila, then first one of the definite sons of the dead brother, one of the definite sons of either of the husbands, choylitz li'ishtoi tchila, he gives first chalitza to the wife of this dead one, v'asheni miyabim al kolponim. And now from the second side, he can make yibum either way. Imoch, if it's his brother, hada yibim es ishtoi, he made yibum with his wife, properly. V'im einay ochiv, and if it's not his brother, v'hu ben ha'av ha'acher, and he's the son of the other father, hada nechlitza me'achi baila. So she already had chalitza from one who was her husband's brother. So in any case, he can marry her. Halacha tes, mi shaholach baila limdina acheres. A woman whose husband went overseas, v'shama shemeis, and she heard that her husband died, v'niseis, and she got married, v'yachakach bo habal harishain, and afterwards the first husband came back, it turned out he was alive, u'meisu shneihem, and both of these husbands now died, v'lo ze'achin, v'lo ze'achin, each one of them had brothers, Achiv Shalzev, Yachiv Shalzev, Choytzim Veloy Miyadmin. The brothers of both sides have to give Chalitza and not Yibum. Since the law, as we have learned, is that she has to divorce both of, she would have had her husbands not died, she would have had to divorce both of them, receive a get from both of them, and would have been forbidden to both of them, as we learned in Hilchas Gerishin in Perek Yud. So now that they died, she requires Chalitza from the brothers of both of them. From the first one, who was her husband, the Oraisa, she requires Chalitza from his brothers, the Oraisa, and she cannot have Yibum from them, since she would have been forbidden to her first husband. And from the second husband, she requires from the brothers Chalitza, the Rabbanon, since the Rabbanon put a Chumrah on her, that she would have been forbidden to the second one, so she's forbidden to the brothers of the second one also, and requires Chalitza. Halacha Yud, Chomish Noshim Shehoyal Achalachas Mehem Ben Yadua. There were five women, each one of them had a son that we know to be her son. V'nisarvu v'chamishosom, and the five women were put together in one place. V'yoldu kiechad b'machboyo achas, and at the same time, all five of these women gave birth in the one hidden place. Chamisha banim acherim, they had five other sons besides the five sons that we know. Each one of them was the son to which mother. They had five sons together here in this place. V'nisarvu hayilodim, and these children who were now born got mixed up together. V'higdilu hataroivis, and these mixed up sons grew up. V'nosu noshim, and they all married women. U'meisu chamisha ha'noshim, and these five mixed up ones died. V'noflu chamish ha'noshim, and the five wives, the five widows of these mixed up ones, fell to the chamisha abonim havadoim, to the five certain sons of the women. She'ein echad mehem yodeya ezehu eisha sochiv. None of these sons now knows which one of the widows is his brother's wife. Ketzat takanosam, how do we correct this situation? Arba mehem, four of these definite sons, choyltzim liachas tchilag, at first they give chalitza, all four of them, to one of the doubtful widows. V'chamishi, and the fifth one who did not give chalitza, yisazu shenechletzar b'chalitzas, he may marry the one who got the four chalitzas. I'll call upon him. In any case, that marriage will be permissible. Halacha yudalev, keitzad, why will that marriage be permissible? Imeisha sochiv he, because if he's by chance marrying the wife of his brother, so he has made a correct yibum. And if she's not his brother's wife, then she must be the wife of the brother of one of the other four. And those other four all gave her chalitza first. So she's already had whatever chalitza she needs, and she's permitted to this one. V'chein ashniyo, and then the second widow, choyltzim lo arba, four of them give her chalitza, v'ho echad min ho arba, and one of the four who give her chalitza, yiezeh shenosa harishayna, will be, one of the four who gives chalitza will be the one who married the first widow. V'chamishi, and the fifth one left over, who didn't give chalitza to the second one, yisaena, will marry her. And then we keep on going down the line, and each one of them receives chalitza from a different combination of four brothers, and the fifth one marries her. Ad shenimtzu habonim hachamisha nosu hechomish noshim asher shenechletzar kol achas mehem arba chalitzes. All five of the definite sons marry the five doubtful widows, each one after she had received four chalitzes. Halacha yud beis, ulioilam hizoyer b'chol hasveikos b'ikarim ho'elu. Wherever you have any one of the doubts that we discussed in previous halachas, follow the following rules. Shekol mi shenistapik lecha shema bas chalitza hi leish zeh, oy eino tzricha lechalitza mimenu. Wherever you have a doubt whether this woman needs chalitza from this man or does not need chalitza from him, she cannot be permitted to marry some other man until the man who is in doubt gives her chalitza. And wherever there's a case where there's a doubt, maybe she is an erva to this man, this woman who's in doubtful requirement of chalitza might be forbidden to live with this man, bein midivrei Torah, whether the prohibition might be d'oraisa, bein midivrei soifrim, or it might be d'rabbanan, eina misyabemis lo, he cannot make yibum, he must give her the chalitza. V'chol shenechletza chalitza miula, and whoever had a full-fledged chalitza, oy nivala b'ila k'sheira, or she had a proper marriage to the yivama, hutra tzarasa lazar, any remaining wives become released to marry a stranger without requiring any chalitza. Halacha Yud Gimel, ve'al derech zeh, and the following these rules that were given in Halacha Yud Beis, you can follow for any other case other than the examples that were given in previous halachas. Follow the rules of Halacha Yud Beis. Al derech zeh tovin, when you follow this rule, you will understand it, v'toyra, and you will be able to give the proper judgment. B'chol hasfekis, wherever there's a doubt about yibum or chalitza, b'chol hasfekis sheyeru l'inyan yibum v'chalitza, any suffix that may, any doubt that may come up in a case or yibum v'chalitza, shehadei biyarnu kol hoi kodim sha'aleyam tismech, because we already explained to you in Halacha Yud Beis all the rules, the fundamental rules upon which you rely, v'teida mi hu shecholitz, if you will follow these rules, you will right away be able to discover who has to give chalitza, umi hu shemiyabim, and who is permitted to give yibum, umi hi haptura min achalitza min hayibum, and which woman does not require chalitza or yibum to release her, umi hi haruya liyabim, and who can have yibum from her brother-in-law. Slikul hilchis yibum v'chalitza. We take leave now of the halachas of yibum v'chalitza, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of God, and we go over in tomorrow's shiur to hilchis narim sulav.